I am a guy and I like fire.
The ladies and gentlemen, the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend, a hot one. Be careful out there. Hydrate. It's important to drink a bunch of water while you're outside doing stuff around this weekend, because we're in the mid to upper 90s, and us people here in Michigan, that don't happen very often.
Well, you know, and I really am going to miss being with you guys today at the winery, but, you know, my wife plans out her camping trips with her girlfriends for the summer, and there's like five of them now every summer. And I could not get her to cancel it. I really want to be down there with you guys, because that would be such a great crew to go with. But Conrad showed us something pretty funny, and I've seen it all over the internet. There's a picture of the weasel, what's his name?
Chuck Schumer.
Chuck Schumer at a grill, acting like, oh, happy Father's Day. You know, he's just such a, Anyway, he's standing there at a grill, and he's got these hot dogs that look like they're grilled perfectly. If you look at the knobs of the grill, it's off. There's no smoke. And then he's got about five or six hamburger patties there that are raw, not smoking. And he has a piece of cheese on one, showing you his grilling prowess.
Right.
It's like, it's just a typical politician. You know, once you put Mitt Romney up there and make everybody even sicker. It's like, get these weasels out of our faces. Sorry. That's my politics.
Yeah. Well, we know where you stand.
Pork butts.
Yes.
So, it's an evolution for everybody when you do grilling. And for me in particular, a lot of this stuff I learned 20 years ago or more, and I just had habits that I just did. And so I'm kind of in the mode for some reason right now. I'm trying to break a bunch of paradigms and old habits that I did for no real reason. Like, why do you think you have to have a beer at the grill? No, that one I still do.
That's not a paradigm. That's a law.
Yeah, they'll knock on your door and put one in your hand for
right,
you.
Right, yeah, that's grilling law.
Another thing I want to throw in was Jop was so nice that when I got done grilling, I really was spent. You probably could see it.
Right.
But I know Chef Dewey had to go home early because he was there earlier. And Chaz was absolutely spent by the end of the night. What a workhorse.
So hard to work in that heat.
Yeah, but yeah. Jop goes next door to the Fresh Market Nada and bought me a beautiful bottle of scotch because I said...
No, it's bourbon.
I'm sorry, bourbon.
Yeah.
Because I said, man, when I get done here, I'm going to go next door and go shop for some bourbon. And the next thing you know, I see Jop slipping a bag in my truck. So that was very nice of you, very thoughtful.
Well, everybody came together on that thing really well.
So pork butt secrets... another thing I'm doing now that I'm older is I'm just telling all the secrets. Here's something that's really cool that helps your barbecue. And you made a comment about the wrap. Yeah, no, I don't wrap butts much anymore. I find that they're full of grease when I'm done, and they're really tough to handle. And it usually ends up on my legs because I'm pulling them out of the smoker and they're dripping all over me. And I don't need to retain that grease for the moisture. If I want to rehydrate it with a little vegetable stock or chicken stock or beef stock or anything like that, pineapple juice, whatever. Orange juice is wonderful. A little hydration, that's fine, depending on what you're using the pork for. But what I did for this pig roast I did the last weekend is I cut all the butts in half. And what that does for you is... it allows you to cook them a little bit faster.
Because they're not as big and massive
right.
and dense.
And then they're all closer to the same temperature when you get done. Most importantly, you get to season more surface. And then if you have enough sugar in your seasoning, you get more bark. And what the people were commenting about at this gig I did, my family event, is they... absolutely were killing each other for those darker pieces with the bark on them.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, that was the deal. And they're making comments like, oh my gosh, I had a piece with the bark on it. And I couldn't believe how good it was. It's just pork butt and a good blend. I made up a nice, I was very careful, very diligent, and made up my idea of a good rub, which was sea salt, actually it was kosher salt, because I have a ton of it, and then white sugar, because it blends better, and then onion powder, and lots of paprika, and powdered garlic, because this stuff all blends nicely together. Now, you could do an aromatic or something if you wanted there, but you've got the basic, you know, quadrant of spices and then the salt and sugar. So, and there's also black pepper in there. And I was quite liberal with my use of it. I mean, I didn't spare it. And I'm telling you, the amount of bark that comes off when you do it that way just works out so much better. So I thought I would share that over the air, because I think it's important that people just get the best technique and the best product.
So,
and I'm not going to hold it in my vest pocket, you know, because that's just not who I want to be.
Yeah. So conversely, I cook a lot of pork. I sell it by the pound to people if they don't want a whole barbecue or something like that. And at about, I use a commercial seasoning, right? I don't make my own. I just buy a good barbecue seasoning with, like you said, it's got sugar, it's got garlic, it's got salt, it's got pepper in it, and paprika as well. So those are the like the four or five things that are, in my mind, in a good seasoning. But cover them liberally, and I always use boneless pork butts because, like you, they open up in the middle. They've removed the bone. Somebody took time to remove that shoulder bone out of there. So you got a lot more surface to season, right?
Same deal, basically.
Yeah, right. But I cook them to about 145 about 155 degrees, and then I pull them off and I wrap them in foil, and then I put them back on and bring them up to 195 to 200, whatever number you like. And then when I take them off, there's juice inside that foil packet. That juice is grease and fat, yep, is really what it is. And as you said,
and
as
a
you
certain take amount them, of water too.
Right, yeah. As you said, you take them off the grill, they drip. So you're going to make a mess. So don't do it in the middle of your driveway, right? Get out where there's a little bit of grease on the ground, doesn't matter. And then when I unwrap them, there's a liquid, we'll call it, because it's hot. And when I pull them, I mix all of that in. Now, when I open up the butt, because I had it in foil, there's a fat cap on every butt, right? And I take, and I don't even season the fat cap because I know I'm going to pull it off there. Nobody wants that in their mouth. The fatty, you know, it just doesn't dry out. It doesn't cook. It's there. So I'll set that butt with the meat side down and the fat side up, and I just take with my rubber glove and I scrape it right to my other hand, and I've got maybe a quarter inch of that fat cap that's left usually, and I scrape it right off and throw it right in a trash can so that's off
give
of there.
Give the coon something.
Right, yeah, but at the end, yeah, or don't do that on a Monday when your trash day's on Friday.
Oh, well, there's all kinds of garbage stories we can tell.
But anyway, I take that fat cap off of there, and then the remainder of the liquid is mixed in with the leaner meat.
And that's, I believe, how we've always taught it over the years. I switched over to butcher's wrap because of my dislike for the chemical side of aluminum. Then I decided that, I don't know for pork butts if it's all that important. I still do wrap my
beef?
Brisket,
yeah.
It was kind of a Biden moment, wasn't it?
Yeah, right. He froze on me. Yeah.
I do still wrap my brisket.
Right.
And probably always will, because that's leaner. In terms of when you're talking about that fat, when you don't wrap those butts and you're finishing them off, that fat cap is pretty much eviscerated.
Yep.
When you're cutting it into pieces. So that kind of takes care of itself, and it's all in the bottom of the smoker now.
Right. But when you wrap them, it's contained.
It doesn't quite break that down as well.
Right.
For some reason, I guess, cause it's sitting in its own
juice and it can't go anywhere, you know, but anyway,
but yeah, so I get that. To each his own, and there's lots of ways to do that, but you mentioned the bark, and I think the bark, when you don't wrap, the bark is just so nice.
Oh, it's so much better.
People were just fighting over
it. You really don't get bark when you wrap because that hydration, that the juice coming out of there kind of takes the bark away. The flavor's there, but the texture's not.
You give it a steam bath is what you do, and it rinses a lot of it off. Yep.
Boys, exactly. We got about 15 seconds to wrap up this show.
Okay. All right. So, hey, if you're a new listener, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, and make some grill envy in your neighborhood, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.